Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody. Welcome in to our Monday morning podcast. The great Marcus Thompson for The Athletic covers the Warriors and the NBA, is going to be joining us. He wrote the KD book and the Steph Curry book. My takeaway on the most interesting game of the weekend is the Celtics and Brooklyn. I think if you're Brooklyn, you have to feel great. KD was awful in the first half, did not play well overall, 9 of 24, had a terrible shot to try to close the game for the Nets. And in the end, Boston's a better defensive team with significantly better ball movement. The Nets have Kyrie and Kevin Durant. But I still think you have to feel great if you're Brooklyn that the best player on the floor, Kevin Durant, had a bad game. They had a ton of turnovers early, and yet Boston couldn't pull away. And that really, to me, is the series. Jason Tatum played great. Jaylen Brown played well. Marcus Smart was fantastic. Their best players all played really well. KD, the best player on the floor, stunk it up by KD standards. So my takeaway on Brooklyn, you've got to feel good. And speaking of this, I've said this about Philadelphia. I picked Philadelphia over the Raptors. And my takeaway was, that's what happens in the playoffs. The Raptors don't have a go-to guy. So Embiid had 19, Harden only had 22, and the Sixers still won by 20. Is that what happens in the NBA, and I think most of you know this, a lot of teams like Boston or a Miami or a Toronto, they're great effort teams. But once you get to the playoffs, everybody gives you the effort. Now, Harden and Embiid are not perfect between Maxey, Harden, Tobias Harris, Embiid. The chemistry is not as good as a Boston. It's not as good as a Golden State. It's not as good as Phoenix or a Milwaukee. But in the end, I'm going to take Harden and I'm going to take Embiid because Toronto doesn't have the kind of offensive firepower to pull away in these games. So the games are going to be close with 5 minutes left, and I want the two best players on the floor. My takeaway on the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves, the two youngest teams in the playoffs. I thought Memphis came out with a little bit of an attitude and didn't take Minnesota seriously. I don't think either one of these teams, I think Memphis is the better team, is going to win the series. I don't think either one of these teams has the experience in the playoffs to not take the other seriously. If you look at some of the analytics, Memphis is going to win this series, but they didn't shoot particularly well. They found themselves in a hole. Anthony Edwards, I was just talking, not a name drop here, I was just talking to Alex Rodriguez, who is friends with Anthony Edwards, and he was just talking about sort of his mindset. And that kid's a killer. I mean, he's going to go right at you. He was hyper-aggressive. He's got a football body, so he's a hard matchup physically. I mean, he's just so strong. He feels very old school. It's like Michael Jordan, if you added 15 to 18 pounds of muscle, he'll go right at you. And most of these guys, it's a cardio league now, just don't match up with him. Two other thoughts on the NBA. Number one, Milwaukee-Chicago. I mean, Milwaukee had a 9-0 lead, and literally the series was over. College basketball, the officiating's bad. The quality of play is average. The coaching's really, really average. I mean, the Carolina-Kansas national championship game, they had a combined three-point percentage of 27% and a combined field goal percentage of 37%. It's not pretty basketball. Yet the ratings are fantastic because there's a sense of urgency, like everything's on the line. We know this in college football. We know it in pro football. We know it in the World Cup. What hurts the NBA, and I just don't understand it. Daryl Morey came on my podcast and said, I do single elimination throughout the playoffs. Now, I wouldn't. There's too much money at stake. But if you had a three-game series in the first round, I mean, there's no reason for Milwaukee and Chicago to go seven. It's just it's pointless. There's no urgency. Milwaukee's going to either sweep them or win it in five. They may lose a game to apathy in Chicago. But if that series is three games, people get concerned in the NBA. Well, you don't want LeBron losing. You don't want the stars losing. Well, it works in college basketball, and the quality of officiating's worse. The quality of coaching's worse. The quality of athletes is worse. Consumers respond to urgency. Milwaukee-Chicago is a classic example of the ridiculousness of seven-game first-round playoff series. I want to talk about a team that didn't make the playoffs that I had high hopes for. So when Steve Ballmer bought the LA Clippers, he's a basketball addict. Seattle guy that was kind of legendary around the Pacific Northwest for just dropping in when he was one of the three richest people in the world, just dropping in on high school basketball tournaments for the weekend. So he buys the Clippers. And, you know, they're the number two. They're the Mets to the Yankees, a disproportionate second to the number one brand. So he buys it and he gets a break. The Lakers are sort of a mess. And so here's this golden opportunity for him to take over the city of LA. Kawhi Leonard can't stay healthy and has no leadership ability. He's nonverbal. Paul George can't stay healthy. Paul George, in the second play-in game, is not available. He got COVID. Now, timeout. Paul George, what are you doing? How do you get COVID? I'm not a believer that it can happen to anybody. I do believe if you're smart, if you wore a mask, especially for a pro athlete, you can have food delivered. You don't have to go out. I got to believe Steve Ballmer is absolutely beside himself. He's got the right coach. He's got a really nice roster. But I wonder if he regrets Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Now, he's going to have to probably run it back, what's out there on the market. But, I mean, between Kawhi's inability to stay healthy and his nonverbal personality and Paul George, I mean, if you're Paul George, you've been hurt all year, you come back. You've been erratic historically in the playoffs. I would lock myself in a room for a month to ensure I was there for my team. Just really, truly irresponsible. Don't tell me it's just random. No, it's not. It's not. Now, some people have jobs. You know, they work in hospitals. Some people have jobs there. They put themselves at risk of attaining it. Paul George is got $100 million in the bank. He can have everything delivered. He doesn't have to go out in public. Highly discouraging. Marcus Thompson, Bay Area columnist for The Athletic, author of three great books, one called KD, and then there's Golden about Steph Curry, recent book Dynasties, the 10 GOAT teams that changed the NBA forever. Always a great listen and a great column. So I want to start with Brooklyn, Boston. God, there was a Kyrie possession at the end of that game that was atrocious. There was a KD possession at the end of that game that was atrocious. So when you go around the league, what's the book on Steve Nash? Because it looked like it was just guys, there was just no design to either play. What's the book on Nash?
The book on Nash is he has two of the greatest offensive weapons of all time. And it's like, yo, clear out. It was kind of obvious. There isn't much of a book though, right? Like that was, I mean, it's not a bad book, right? If you got KD and Kyrie,
right,
I'd probably do the same thing, but I'm not the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, right? So I do think the way, especially on that last possession, right, where they were playing Kyrie so soft, and then on the last possession, you know, Marcus Smart is in him, and then Horford comes to help, and they kick it to KD, and everybody's up in you. Like, that was kind of a sign where it's like, yeah, you probably should run something. Maybe you should have a set or two or an offensive philosophy. You could tell he doesn't have that. So I would say the book is, there isn't much of a book yet, and that's kind of been covered up by the fact that you have KD. KD makes you not need books as much as most coaches, right? You don't need that much of a book. But to win a championship, you probably need a book, Colin.
Well, it's interesting, and we'll pivot to this, the Warriors, in a second, because Jordan Poole, we've talked about it on this podcast a bunch, creates an interesting, like a really good dilemma. I'll get to that in a second. But when KD left the Warriors, did Kerr implement more structure to your point that KD sort of lets you free will it on offense more?
I think the problem was there was so much structure on the Warriors. I don't think KD liked that very much. Like KD's mindset, which makes a lot of sense if you're as great as him, is why do I need 15 passes to get me to a spot to take a shot where I can just take that shot? Like, just let me do me. But, you know, Kerr implements a philosophy. Like, everybody needs to be moving and passing because over time, that just wears down the defense. So I think the structure has always been the same. It even caused a little bit of issue, right? And KD wasn't shy about it. It's like, yeah, why are we doing all this? What's all this moving for, right? And even now, you get to a point where teams know the Warriors are going to do a lot of passing, a lot of moving, so they kind of prepare for that. And the Warriors' bet is always just give it time. It's like Novocaine. It works every time. Right. But there is some kind of conflict with that where it's like, yo, just isolate a guy. Like, why make it harder than what it has to be? But that's the Warriors' book. That's his philosophy, right? He lives and dies with it. And you get it even when you don't like it. You still get it. It makes sense. Even when it's like, okay, this is too much. Stop passing so much.
I actually thought Brooklyn had to feel great. KD had a terrible first half, recovered a little later. You know, listen, Boston's a better defensive team. Boston's got better chemistry. But on a day when the best player on the floor played poorly, Boston can be very Tatum-centric. Like, yeah. Jason's great. I can't always count on Marcus Smart, who I thought played great. Do you like Boston or the Nets over the course of the series?
I feel better about the Nets after this.
How do I?
I always felt like if the game is close, I'm normally going to go with KD and Kyrie. And I do. There is a part of Boston that is pretty lucky right now, right? Because that was a fairly miraculous ending. I don't know. I just don't see as great as Tatum and Jaylen is. And I love Jaylen Brown. I think he's underrated even. That's still Kyrie and KD. So to me, the Nets kind of the Celtics gotta like win by 15. You can't play seven games and it comes down to the wire. I think you're gonna beat KD four times. Like
right.
This was more of an aberration. And then there's Kyrie, who's clearly motivated. He's like flipping fans off, he's cursing people out on Ramadan. You know, he's coming back next game crazy. So I do feel like the Nets found a vulnerability. They exploited them. Their defense is not the same without Robert Williams. As good as it is, that's a big loss. That's a pretty big loss. And you can see the way Kyrie was getting to where he needed to get to. But I do feel like if you're Brooklyn, you gotta feel pretty good, man. They needed like one of the great, like, dramatic endings to win a home game in game one. Like, that's a good sign for the visitor.
The playoffs are here. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. FanDuel's hooking you up free bets through the playoffs. Free bets. Doesn't matter if you're a new customer or already have an account. Be sure to check out the app. Exclusive weekly same game parlay promos. FanDuel's got so many ways to play. Best of all, when you win, you get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code Colin. If you already have an account, you're all set to get in on the action. Either way, you'll get an assist from FanDuel when you bet a same-game parlay during the playoffs. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
I thought the Warriors were the most impressive team over the weekend. And there's a little bit of a dilemma, although it's not a crisis now, is that Jordan Poole is emerging as like an all-star level player. And we've talked about this. When they brought in Andrew Wiggins, he was seen as a trade piece, but the culture's so strong, he's now a valuable player. And Jordan Poole has developed into an 18-point a game. Next year, it could be 2021. Klay Thompson's not quite there. He's very expensive. And they've always been a team that plays small ball for a big chunk. Wiseman's not really working. Kayvon Looney, you know, there are going to be times facing Ayton. Could be Giannis. It could be Embiid. That they need some size. The whole Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson dynamic, where Poole's often better when he doesn't have to share shots with Klay. How does that, when you watch every practice, every game, how does it feel there?
It's definitely something that's coming to a head, right? Because, and like you said, it is a great problem. Jordan Poole is forcing hands here.
Right.
There's no question. Like, take out history. Take out all the history. Take out what you know about what players can do and just analyze. In 2022, since January 1st, you could make a strong case that Jordan Poole's their best player. And that's tough to do, to know that and then be like, yeah, you're coming off the bench. Right? Like, that's a tough one. And he won't like stop playing well. Like, he won't give him a reason to not do it. So it's coming to a head. And I do think Wiggins will end up being, well, obviously, yeah. Kevon Looney's going to be the odd man out. They'll play Steph, Klay, Draymond, you know, and Jordan Poole, and they'll go Wiggins. The problem with that is Jokic. So now you're saying, yo, Draymond, that's 40 minutes or 35 minutes against Jokic. So at some point, you do have to get an actual big man in there. You got to get a minutes eater. Like in baseball, you need an innings eater. They need a minutes eater. That's why he starts Looney.
Marcus, I said this the other week. I said, Wiseman's a weird fit, can't stay healthy. And they feel, because of Draymond and Steph's age, they're in a championship window here for the next 2 to 3 years. And I said, is it crazy if you called the Lakers and said, we'll take Anthony Davis, we'll give you Wiseman a pick, and Klay Thompson? Now, the pushback is Steph would never allow it. But if you went to Steph and said, Steph, we got to have a big here. Wiseman's not ready to finish this product. He's not. The Lakers, meanwhile, they need shooters big time. So they'll take a Klay, they'll go draft one, they'll take Wiseman as a project. I just threw it out there and people said, that's crazy. And I'm like, would Steph go to management and say, you can't trade Klay?
I mean, you're asking Steph to like cut off his arm because he needs a new pair of shoes. Like, that's part of who he is. I don't think they would do it because you literally lose a huge shooting dynamic, right, in order to get some size. And they've banked the entire time. It's like, man, you can make do with somebody who's big. Like, just go get somebody who's big. If you got, name a guy, Robin Lopez on this roster, right? You got something, right? You got a big, and you have what nobody else has. You have Steph and Klay. I don't know that they would give that up to get a little bit more size. Like, and also, you know what the tough sell is going to be? How you go get rid of Wiseman because he can't stay healthy and get another big man who can't stay healthy, right? Like, I don't know if you win that. Now, if you were to say LeBron.
Well, here's what's funny. So you guys had, you got Wiseman with the number 2 pick, right?
Yep.
Number was number 1, Ant.
Anthony, yep.
And then, so, I mean, you weren't going to draft
LaMelo. LaMelo was 3.
Yeah, no, that was a kind of a 3 or 4 player draft.
Why not? I mean, if you look at what Jordan Poole has done, and he's obviously not the passer LaMelo is, but it's the same concept of Well, you don't want to draft LaMelo because you got a third guard. Well, now you got a third guard, right? And now he has to be on the court, and you're not taking Steph in playoffs. So it's kind of the same scenario, except Jordan Poole is a lot cheaper than LaMelo right now, right? And that's a whole different story. Who can, will he accept the role? But in hindsight, LaMelo makes sense because you got three guards now anyway.
No, I think to your point, they're going to move Wiggins and get some size. You can't give up Jordan Poole. And then there's Jonathan Kuminga, 6'7", could be a really plus defender.
You like Kuminga.
I just think he's so twitchy. I think I just don't know if I trust him in these big spots. You tell me if Jokic looked gassed. I find Jokic fascinating. So he just looked gassed. Denver's a team that, again, like the Clippers, they just can't stay healthy. It feels like the last 2 years, they're constantly beat up. Do you think they're a threat at all to the Warriors?
No, I don't. I mean, who are you banking on? Who's number two? Like, what's their counter? I don't know what their counter. You want to beat the Warriors? The Warriors have a counter. They have answers, right? It's one of the reasons they start Kevon Looney. Because if things don't go well, you can come with a better lineup, right? You have that ace in the hole. That's why they were fine bringing Steph off the bench. It's like, you know what? If you can't beat us with Steph off the court, you're done. But if you do beat us, we can bring in Steph. They like this stuff. They like holding the last lineup to the end. So you know they have the counters, and that's a byproduct of when you win three championships and go to five straight finals. Like, you kind of understand that you got to be able to answer some calls, right? And I just don't think – Denver doesn't have an answer. I just don't know what else they do. What else do you do? If Jokic is going to be tired, is he going to get in shape by game three? He's in shape for Jokic, but in this level of shape, I don't know. I don't know how fast that diet might have to work.
How do you think the people inside the Warriors view their chances against Phoenix? Now, again, Phoenix doesn't shoot the three consistently well. It's kind of the hole in their game, but as we've talked about, their construct is a championship construct. They've got your classic two, classic. Yeah. The Warriors would steal games because they would simply get hot and then shoot their way to wins. Inside the building, how do you think they feel they match up with Phoenix?
I think they like it. I think they like their chances as an underdog against Phoenix because, number one, they'd be an underdog. And this group they haven't felt that. When the last time they've been an underdog? Like, it's been a long time, maybe 2013 against Denver and the Spurs, right? But, or I guess Clippers 2014. But I do think the way the pieces of Phoenix are so perfectly aligned, but everybody, they don't do anything surprising, right? You kind of know what they do. So it's just a matter of figuring it out. And obviously, they've got a lot of experience beating Chris Paul. So you know they got to feel good about going up against Chris Paul. I don't think, while Ayton is dangerous, I don't think he scares them. I think they believe if you're giving the ball to Ayton 25 times, then that's a win for the Warriors, right? So you got Steph, you got Klay, and that's something Phoenix has to deal with. They've just beaten Chris Paul so many times. They feel comfortable going against him. They know what kind of challenge he presents. And I just think Phoenix is a devil you know. It's a mountain you know, right? Like, it's hard as hell to climb it, right? You might not make it, but you at least know it. Whereas on the other hand, like a team like Memphis, you don't know it, right? You don't know. They've got 15 guys they play, and they all are like super athletes and 18 years old, like full of adolescent energy and just nonstop, right? Phoenix is a mountain they know. So I do think they like their chances, but also Phoenix might be the toughest matchup because they can play small, they can play big, they can kind of go whatever way. But I don't think they're scared of Phoenix at all.
What do you make of the Lakers mess down here? Westbrook can't play off the ball, which we all knew. So we knew that was going to be not an ideal fit. As you look at the Lakers and you hear whispers around the league, I keep telling people in Los Angeles on my show, folks, the last 10 years, they've been bad for 8 of the years. Ownership, front office, roster, they're the Detroit Lions. I think we're on our fifth coach in 12 years. Like, it's mayhem, but the brand, it's like the Yankees in the 80s.
Yes,
the brand's huge.
The Cowboys, right?
Right. But it's like, if you look at the Lakers over the last 10 years outside of the bubble year, Marcus, it's not a very good franchise.
Yeah. That pressure, you know what? These guys felt it. They felt it. on a play-in, Colin, not in the West Finals. They felt it trying to get past San Antonio and New Orleans for the last spot. Like, that's the Lakers' mystique. I think they're in trouble. I really
do. So do I.
I think they're a bit – I don't know. They don't have picks. They've got to dangle Anthony Davis, right? That's what they got to do. They got to dangle LeBron in order to get anything, or they have to figure out a life with Russ. And you hear Russ afterwards, like, hey, they said it was going to let Russ be Russ, but that was a lie. That didn't happen, right? So in Russ's mind, he's sitting there thinking after the season, like, man, that's because y'all let me do me.
That's right.
So it doesn't even sound harmonious, right? It doesn't sound reconcilable.
No.
But where are they going to go? You go get John Wall? This is how bad it is. The answer is to go get John Wall, who ain't played since, you know, in 2 years. That's the answer. That's the best shot is go get John Wall. Like, they're in a tough spot. Who's running it? Who's calling the shot? Who's making it? That's another big thing. People underestimate that. It's really important to have a singular dominant voice, even if it's like a player, even if it's like LeBron. So now you know where accountability goes. When people mess up, you know where to go. Man, it's a lot of cooks in that kitchen, man. Nobody's calling it. So nobody's saying, oh, that was my fault. I blew it. Let's just fire Frank Vogel. That was the answer.
Yeah, and if you look at LeBron, he won't acknowledge the Westbrook choice. He said about a week ago, hey, like, I'm not a front office guy. I let the guys do what they want. So he's distancing himself.
And he's like, I'm done with this. That's on y'all now, right?
He is. I mean, you get to this point. It's like when Brady pushed Bruce Arians upstairs for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He goes to Instagram, I love my coach. What's happening, Marcus? When these guys are worth $800 million, it's brand protection. Brady's protecting his brand. He doesn't want to come off as harsh. LeBron doesn't want to come off as meddling. But in the end, I don't think there's any answers. I think we look at the Lakers because of their name and we think they're competent. The Dallas Cowboys do this. They have very few outside voices. It's Jerry Jones. It's Stephen Jones. It's Charlotte Jones. The Lakers, it's Rambus, husband and wife. It's Kobe's agent. It's Jeannie Buss. She takes calls daily from Phil Jackson. It's very insular.
Magic Johnson.
Like, so to me, it's like the Warriors, Bob Myers ultimately makes the final calls, right?
Well, Joe Lacob, it's when he wants to step in, he'll step in. But yeah, it's Bob Myers. But that's part of the Warriors vacuum too. Like, they're getting a little bit of many voices, but everybody knows the buck stopped with Joe Lacob. And that's very clear to everybody, even down to whether or not they spend money on the 15th roster spot, right? Like, that's a Joe Lacob call. So for better or worse, it's good to have that though, right? It's good to have somebody who's making the call. I think that's what first off, they need a philosophy, right? They need something to decide and say, listen, here's how we're going to play. And if you do that, now you can at least pick roster spots. Because remember, they added a lot of players. They let some go, right? They let Caruso go, right?
KCP.
And, you know, they go and get Malik Monk. They're like signing Stanley Johnson or like 10-day contract. Like, they don't have a philosophy. They're just kind of like, yo, who's out there? Who's available? They need a coach who can bring a philosophy and realize this is not going to happen in 1 year. But I don't care what the problem is. You shouldn't be number 11 in the West. It's 15 teams in the West. You got LeBron. You got Anthony Davis. That should get you in the play-in, like minimum, and start building something. LeBron ain't going anywhere. He's staying in Hollywood. So just start building something. That's what they need to do. But they got to find the right coach who can do that.
So when you is there anything in the playoffs? I kind of suspect, I like Phoenix to win it. Good defensive team, good leadership, good coach. I also think more dependable physically. I always worry about Steph. I worry about Clay, Draymond. These guys, there's a lot. A
lot of miles, baby.
A lot of miles. I do like Milwaukee in the East, even though I don't think they're gifted offensively. I think they have Giannis, and you kind of cross your fingers on Chris Middleton. Do you? I can't figure out the Miami Heat. I don't get them. Somebody can describe it. That's the team. That's the team I don't get. Maybe for you, it's Denver. I don't get Miami. They don't have a closer. They have a great bench. Benches shrink in the playoffs. Do you suspect we'll have a surprise of any note a noteworthy surprise?
I don't think so. I really don't think. But you know what the surprise would be? Like if the Warriors beat Phoenix. But is how surprising is that really, right? Like, you know, I think Minnesota would be a surprise. I think they got a series in them. I think they're going to scare the hell out of Memphis, to be honest with you. Memphis might survive, but Minnesota is going to be terrifying. But I do think in the end, we're talking Milwaukee, we're talking Phoenix, we're talking, somehow the Nets survive and get everything together. Like, there's really three teams who you really think will go all the way. I don't really think it'll be a surprise. And if the Warriors do it, it won't be a surprise. It's just we haven't seen it in 3 years, right? So it's like, do they still have it? Can they survive? But as far as can win a title, Chicago can't win a title right now. I mean, the Nets and the Celtics are 2-3. You know, I don't – you think either one of them, they're about to kill each other for a series and then lose to Milwaukee, right? Like that's how it's going to work. So I don't think we're going to get a surprise from the sense that the teams who we think can win a title will be one of the ones who win a title. I don't think we're going to get a dark horse. It's just too hard, man. And the Blue Bloods, they're all really good, right? It's not like – it's not the power vacuum. Milwaukee's going to be tough to beat. They're not beating Milwaukee. They weren't number one, and they went 65 games. But that's still a championship team. You got to beat them. And then you got to beat Boston, right? And, Philly might be the easiest of them all to get through. So, in the end, it'll be the ones who are who we thought they were, in the words of Denny Green.
Yeah. So, circle back to the Warriors. So, they'll move Wiggins, in your opinion, for size. That's your prediction.
I just feel like they'll move Wiggins for Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole's got a lot of money.
What,
but
right.
Actually, they might not have to move him because whatever Poole signs, it will kick in after Wiggins' deal is up. So they won't be paying the same time concurrently. The big issue is they just can't. They already got – how many maxes do they have? They got 4 max contracts.
Right.
Right? Like you can't add a fifth one. And Jordan Poole's going to get pretty close, if not max. But they got to move a max if they want to add one. I do think they're still on the Wiseman train. I do think they're still like, we believe in them. It's going to happen. But I also think Jonathan Kuminga makes them a little bit more patient, right? A little bit more patient. So the real question is, can they sign Jordan Poole? But we're going to see in these playoffs, Poole, Curry, Klay Thompson, etch them in the lineup with blood. Draymond, another one. Can they win with Wiggins as the fifth star? Like, That's going to be the question. How far can they get riding those five? Can Wiggins be the difference maker? And if not, then you kind of got to decide to make a move. But, man, if they make a run with that five, I think they run it back because they haven't even played. Game one was the first time they played together.
Isn't that crazy?
So, yeah, it's wild, right? So if they make a run, I think it will be the impetus for them to say, run it back. We can pay Jordan Poole. And then, let's see what we get with Wiggins after his contract expires.
Marcus Thompson, perfect. Great seeing you, buddy. I love your setup. Is this your house?
Yeah. I got my art now. I didn't. It's not me. I don't have that much taste. That's too classy. It would have been like Tupac or something if I chose. But I will remember you were on Kuminga early.
Oh, I think he's – there are just athletes that are so twitchy. I kind of feel – like I felt in the playoffs, I'm like, I'd give him 18 minutes and let him defend. But the problem is Draymond is so valuable on the floor. I mean, the other night he had, 10? And you're like, he felt so substantial. And it's just crazy. One of those.
While Jokic was sucking wind, Draymond is like yelling and foaming at the mouth, right? Like it's crazy. Where does he get the energy from? The dude is like 32 years old. He's got the gray beard. He's coming off injury. And he was lit. And Jokic is out there sucking wind. Like, it's like, how is this happening? One of these dudes has been to 5 finals, and the other one is like new entering his prime, but you couldn't tell because Draymond was so on tilt. I was like, how do you do this every time? It's crazy.
Yeah, Draymond's the last player in the league that you can get 10 points from, and he feels significant.
Yeah.
There's not many of those guys. Now, in the 70s and 80s, because of the rules, you had guys like that. Charles Oakley. Ben Wallace was
Rodman,
a guy. Yeah, like Draymond's the last. You literally feel he is changing momentum and not scoring.
It's impressive. It's very old school, right? And in this age of pace and space and chucking threes, I do think it is a dying breed. You got to be able to get a dub now, Kyle. You don't get 20 points. What you doing? Especially because you're going, what, 40 million? Can't get $40 million on 10 points. Everybody know that.
But I will say with Draymond, he's so – there's such an affinity within the culture for him. Because I will say this about – one of the things I like about the Warriors is they got most of their players – later in the draft. There's a grinder's mentality to it.
Absolutely.
I mean, one guy goes to Washington State, one guy second round, one guy goes to Davidson, even Jordan Poole.
28 pick, yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is it's very hard to get two things simultaneous. Great players all have a chip on their shoulder. Like they were overlooked. It's a rare culture in the NBA. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that had it. Seriously.
That's a tough call, yeah. How do you, the question, and then how you got to spot it, right? You got to spot the chip in advance because sometimes you don't spot it. You spot it in Tom Brady. That dude went six round, right? Like
you can tell Draymond, even in his podcast at the Volume, he is a totally coachable. Like, how do I get better? It's really when he is the easiest athlete I've ever worked with. I just texted him the other day.
You should have heard him today, Colin, after the meeting. Went on a whole rant about how much respect he has for what we do now, how he's learning. Draymond's doing research. he's like, if my pod is on Monday, I'm doing research on Wednesday, the Wednesday before, like going over questions and all that. I was like, what in the world is happening at the
moment? No, he's great.
Unbelievable. Really, you got to break it down, Phil.
He is one of one. I mean, I would sign him to a 10-year contract today. He is one of one in my – there's just – he. I'm trying to think of anybody that comes to mind that is a star, is going to be a Hall of Famer, and then in his podcast, his third or fourth income, totally grinds. Hard. It's like, dude, you know that. That's not the way it works.
Hey, I did a podcast with him back in the day. That's not how he was. That's not how he was. But yeah, he's into it. He was telling us today how into it he is. He's like, no, I'm out here. I put as much work into this as I do basketball. He's like, he's on it. Listening to the producer? What have you done to Draymond?
I know.
My goodness. He don't listen to Steve Kerr as much as he listens to the producer of his podcast.
It's great seeing you, my man.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Marcus. Thanks, man. That was great.
Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it.
With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.